Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Do you know what happened 10 years ago this week? Do you remember? August 14th, 2003. There was one single outage in the electric grid. I believe it started in Ohio. One single outage cascaded across. It kept the domino effect, kept tripping out connectors and whatever they do in the grid to share electricity and to move it around and to connect with each other so that to make the grid. One electric grid cascaded across eight Northeastern states. 55 million people were in the dark for days. Remember that 10 years ago? It's called the great blackout of 03. It also shut down thousands of small businesses. Remember all the people who had all the restaurants and all the different people who had food in freezers and all that? It was horrible. It was a catastrophe. And it reminded us that we're all one squirrel in a transformer, fire, flood, tornado, hard drive crash, or computer virus away from being out of business. And as you've heard me say before, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. There was one survey that was conducted at the time that I've reported on here that I should say at the time, a few years later, one survey revealed that 3 out of 4 small business owners believed that they were going to have a business interruption event in any given year. But even though that three-fourths thought that they would have an interruption, only 20% of those people were ready for it. So I'm hoping that you're not in that category. I hope you're in the 20%. And certainly if you've been listening to my show for very long, and you've been following my suggestions and the points I've been making, you are. So that's the question. Are you prepared? Are you ready for that? Well, I'm going to review some ideas that we've talked about over the years and I'm going to bring up some new ones as well. So what if you're building? Let's talk about the operational recovery. I'm going to break this into three areas: operational, financial, and data. Operationally, literally, can you open your door? What if your building became unavailable to you? Got blown away, God forbid, or there was a flood, or some kind of what the terrorist thing happened in Boston earlier this year, where they roped off neighborhoods. You couldn't even get to your building. How would you work? Well, one of the things you can do, and I do this. We do this in my business. We don't buy desktop computers. We buy laptop computers. And we buy docking stations. So my workhorse computer is not on. When it's sitting on a desk, it's usually in a docking station to drive a monitor and a mouse, right? And so that's what I recommend. It's a little more expensive, but that way you can take the laptop with you if you need to be out of your business. And so think about that. You want to make sure your laptops have Wi-Fi. Most of them do these days, but I also make sure that they've got mobile technology, the mobile capability, the mobile networks, the 4G and LTE and all that. My laptops have that too. That way, if one network goes down, I've got access to the other. So I call it belt and suspenders. You try to have both of them. As I say, it costs a little bit more, but it's good connectivity insurance. So, and remember this, if you go down, you have to ask yourself, you know, what would I pay to be back up before you say it's too expensive? Another thing is, if identify cloud computing applications that you can use as opposed to the ones that you have to install on your equipment. Cloud programs can help you work from anywhere. Those are some things to do operationally. Financial recovery. Make sure that you purchase business interruption insurance on your business property and casualty policy. Make sure, read the fine print so you know what you're paying for and what you're going to get. But you can get cash back from your insurance company if your business goes down. Look into business interruption rider on your business policy. Another thing is, make sure that you're staying close to your banker. You know, you got to make your banker your business's best friend, right? You've heard me say that many times before. You don't want to have your business interrupted and then go call on your banker to get an emergency loan, a disaster loan. You don't want to ask that from somebody who's never met you. Make sure that you've crossed those T's and dotted those I's with your banker. Make sure that your banker knows you when you have to go to them with an emergency. That's the financial, some things on the financial recovery side. On the data recovery side, you know, more of us are using digital assets more and physical assets less. And so that means that more of our world is tied up in the digital side, in the electronic side. So are you prepared to protect your data from being blown away or burned up or zapped? Last week, my business was hit by lightning. And we wound up, it was inconvenient for a few days. It affected my studio. But we had backup, and we were able to ride it out, and we didn't lose anything. Because for one thing, we were backed up in the cloud. All of our data is backed up in the cloud. If our computers didn't go down, but if they had, we would have had all of our files backed up in the cloud through a service that we use, Carbonite. We use Carbonite here. So that's one thing to do. Also, make sure that one person in your company is assigned to make sure that all of your computers have the antivirus software installed, operational, and current, and that they get renewed whenever they're supposed to. So these are some things to pay attention to, because your business will be interrupted. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. The only people who never experience a business interruption event are those who don't have businesses. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.